Everybody, my name is Benny Masella. I'm the mayor of the town of Montreal West, and welcome to our council meeting for March 30th, 2020 at 8 p.m. If the council meeting is held in camera and is attended by council members Maria Torres, Colleen Feeney, Dino Mazzoni, Elizabeth Yulin, and we're also joined by our Director General Rafael DiStasio and our town clerk, Mr. Claude Gilbert. The town council meeting is held in camera, and it was authorized to be held this way by Ministerial Order 2020-004 of March 15th, 2020, from the Quebec Minister of Health and Social Services, page 4 of the third paragraph. If I could have somebody move to open the meeting, please.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I move that the meeting be declared open.
Thank you, Councillor Torres. Can I have a seconder, please?
I second that.
Thank you, Councillor Yulin. All in favor, please.
Aye.
Thank you very much. Carried. Number three, adoption of the agenda. Can I have somebody move to adopt the agenda, please?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I move to adopt the agenda of the regular meeting of Monday, March 30th, 2020, deferring item 11.
Thank you very much, Councillor Yulin. Can I have a seconder, please?
Mr. Mayor, I second the motion.
Thank you very much, Councillor Mazzoni. Approval of the minutes. Can I have somebody move to approve the minutes of our meetings, please?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I move to approve the minutes of the council meetings held on the following dates: regular meeting of February 24th, 2020, special meeting of March 13th, 2020, special meeting of March 24th, 2020.
Thank you very much, Councillor Feeney. Can I have a seconder, please?
I second it.
All in favor, thank you very much, Councillor Torres. All in favor, please.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very, very much. There's nothing under correspondence. We'll move right to report of the mayor. Good evening, bonsoir à tous. It's very strange to be having a council meeting in this format, but these are extremely difficult and worrisome times we're living together. En partant, c'est très étrange d'avoir une réunion de conseil dans ce format, mais ce sont des moments extrêmement difficiles et inquiétants que nous vivons ensemble. We have had to adapt our daily routines both at the town and in our own homes. Whether it means not going to school or to work, canceling recreation classes, arena early, not going to our neighbors' homes for a get-together, closing town hall, we've all had to make decisions to ensure we minimize the risks we all face as a community. Nous avons dû adapter nos habitudes quotidiennes, tant à la ville que chez nous. Qu'il s'agisse de ne pas aller à l'école ou au travail, d'annuler les cours de loisirs, de fermer l'aréna plus tôt, de ne pas se réunir chez nos voisins, de fermer l'hôtel de ville, nous avons tous dû prendre des décisions pour assurer que nous minimisons les risques pour l'ensemble de notre communauté. My colleagues may mention some changes we've had to make that are pertinent to their portfolios. Mes collègues vont mentionner certains changements que nous avons dû apporter et qui sont pertinents pour leur portefeuille. As a town, we're still faring quite well until now. And to ensure we continue to fare well, I will remind you to respect the directives provided by the different levels of government. Stay home. Go out only for essential services, whether that be food, medication, or medical appointments. Wash your hands often and use hand sanitizers when you can't access soap and water. Maintain social distances, at least 2 meters between you and anyone else you come across. If you've just returned from outside the country, or if you're feeling sick, please remember you must self-isolate for 14 days. If you experience any possible symptoms, call the COVID number 1-877-644-4545 for advice. In terms of social distancing, if you go out for a walk in your neighborhood, please remember to maintain that space. A walk on our streets will help you pass the time, but we must not walk cheek to jowl. It's not time for team sports in the streets, nor time for gatherings in your homes. This is the best practice to avoid propagating the spread of the virus. En tant que ville, nous nous comportons encore assez bien jusqu'à présent. Et pour nous assurer que nous continuons bien, je vous rappellerai de respecter les directives des différents paliers du gouvernement. Rester à la maison. Sortir uniquement pour les services essentiels, pour acheter la nourriture, des médicaments ou pour des rendez-vous médicaux. Lavez vos mains souvent. Utilisez des désinfectants pour les mains lorsque vous n'avez pas accès à l'eau et au savon. Maintenir une distance sociale, au moins 2 mètres entre vous et toute autre personne que vous rencontrez. Si vous venez de rentrer de l'extérieur du pays ou si vous vous sentez mal, vous devez vous isoler pendant 14 jours. Si vous ressentez des symptômes, appelez au 1-877-644-4545 pour obtenir des conseils. En termes de distanciation sociale, si vous sortez, vous promenez dans votre quartier, n'oubliez pas de garder cet espace. Une promenade dans nos rues aidera à passer le temps, mais nous ne devons pas marcher jour au bas jour. Ce n'est pas le moment des sports de l'équipe dans la rue, ni le temps de rassemblement à domicile. Il s'agit de la meilleure pratique pour éviter de propager la propagation du virus. J'aimerais remercier ceux qui travaillent toujours pour fournir des services à notre communauté. Parmi ceux-ci, les employés de notre ville, les infirmières, médecins et autres travailleurs de la santé qui vivent en ville, les commerçants et leurs employés qui ont modifié leur opération pour continuer à fournir des services essentiels. Un grand merci de notre ville. Ensemble, nous survivons cette crise et après, nous pouvons célébrer la solidarité de notre communauté en ces temps périlleux. Veuillez rester en santé et sécurité. I'd like to thank those still working to provide service to our community, our town employees, the nurses, physicians, and other healthcare workers that live in our town, the merchants and their employees that have modified their operations to continue providing essential services. A heartfelt thank you from our town. We will come through this together, and afterwards we'll celebrate the solidarity of our community in these perilous times. Please stay healthy and safe. Thank you. Merci. We're going to turn now to the first question period. Given the circumstances, residents have been invited to submit their questions in advance concerning matters of general interest to the town, the mayor and the councillor. So I will read the questions that we've received until date. Okay, the first question comes from Danny Holland, 251 Percival. The question reads, does the town have data on elderly residents, who they are and where they live? Does the town need our assistance in supporting them? Has the town reached out to them, and can you please share your plan when it comes to our elderly and the COVID-19 fight? Thanks. Councillor Feeney, please.
Thank you, and thank you for your question, Ms. Holland. Yes, in fact, the town is concerned about our elderly residents, and we have a working committee which has been working on a plan to contact these residents. We are currently developing a telephone list, and especially want to reach out to our seniors who are 70 years old and over, and who are self-isolating as per the government directives. So I want to thank our committee members. They're a subcommittee of our MATA committee who has been working on this. We will be letting the general public know about this in the coming days, in fact. What we're updating our databases with these residents' names, and we're filling in the addresses and telephone contacts, and a full plan should be announced to everybody in this coming week. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councillor Feeney. Thank you very much for your question, Danny Holland. The second question comes from Norbert Badusha, 457 Wolseley Avenue North, on the same topic. The first question, can the town send out an email to all residents asking them to keep a watchful eye out for our senior neighbors? Councillor Feeney?
Yes, okay, thank you, Mr. Badusha, for that. The simple answer is we do not have email addresses for all of our residents. So that's a difficult thing for us to do. We did send out an e-bulletin and have asked a couple of times for people to watch out for their elderly neighbors and particularly those people who would be vulnerable. And we have heard that the people are responding to this. But because the fact that we don't have the email addresses, as I mentioned in the prior question, we are working on developing a telephone list.
Thank you very much, Councillor Feeney. For the second question from Mr. Badusha, he proposes a simple system of notification for seniors. Green item on their window means they're okay, and a red item means that they need something or they need aid. This could be monitored by designated individuals and or public security. Councillor Feeney?
Okay, thank you again. And yes, we had heard about that initiative. I think it started in Northern Ireland and a resident had sent that to me. We did discuss it with our working committee. On this committee, we have people who are currently in the health industry. And even though this may work for some residents, the more fragile residents, the more vulnerable residents, we are told, are very reluctant to put their name on lists and to be observed as being particularly vulnerable. So it was felt that although this sounds like a great initiative, the people that we really probably want to reach and need to reach who are isolated would be reluctant to put that red piece of paper up to identify them as vulnerable and perhaps open to fraud. So we've opted instead to work with this committee to develop a list of the people, to make phone calls initially first from the town, to build up that confidence in people, and then to ask what their needs are and to rely on volunteers after that. But, this takes obviously a little bit longer because it's a more targeted approach, but we think in the long run it will be the best one and will be more secure for our residents. But thank you.
Thank you very much for your questions, Mr. Badusha. From the same address, Sharon Frank at 457 Wolseley, I would like to suggest that the town set up a telephone check-in service for seniors. A telephone call each day to touch base with seniors could be done by a team of volunteers. It is especially important during this critical time and should continue on a regular, ongoing basis afterward. Other municipalities have this valuable, effective, and much appreciated service in place. Councillor Feeney?
Once again, thank you, Ms. Frank, for this. In fact, this is part of our MATA plan of action that we wanted to set up just such a list and also for check-ins with different seniors. I'm not saying that they all need it daily, but that can be followed up. And that's exactly what one of our questions is going to be when we reach people is, do you want us to be contacting you on a regular basis? So once this is done, a good part of our plan of action for the MATA committee will be there, and we can continue this on in the future as a way of reaching people that may not be able to be reached through other means, particularly the internet, email, etc. So I think I believe that responds to your question. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councillor Feeney, and thank you for your question, Ms. Sharon Frank. Question number four, from Anne-Marie Christofferson Deb from 165 Bedbrook Avenue. The first question she asks, can the council please confirm the number of COVID-19 cases that have been diagnosed in Montreal West? In Quebec, to date, 3,430 confirmed cases of COVID-19. In the Montreal area, 1,612. The total number of confirmed cases as of March 29th, 6:30 in Montreal West is 3. The second question from Anne-Marie Christofferson Dead, would it be possible to increase the level of security patrol on the streets to enforce social distancing more effectively? It's been noted that social distancing has not been observed, especially on high traffic streets such as Westminster and Bedbrook in the afternoon when families take the opportunity to take an afternoon walk. Councillor Mazzoni?
Yes, thank you for your question, Ms. Christofferson, Deb. The precautionary measures that are put in place by the government are in fact applied by our police force, being the SPVM. Our public security officers, when they do witness any derogatory behavior, can certainly raise awareness among the citizens and even go so far and strictly as a last resort of calling the police. But again, what our public security officers have been doing is in fact informing citizens from a distance when they do see any of this behavior in the town. Again, thank you for your question.
Thank you very much, Councillor Mazzoni. Thank you, Ms. Anne-Marie Christofferson-Dead. A question from Mr. Peter Cooney, 101 Brock South. Any idea when you might start resurfacing Avon? Thank you. Councillor Torres?
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Cooney, for asking that question. As I think you know, and most of us, we have informed before, the resurfacing of Avon, it is scheduled to be done this year. However, we will not be able to complete the plans and specifications until the non-essential service companies resume their activities. At the moment, we are awaiting the completion of the geotechnical study, which has been suspended. As soon as we have the necessary information, we will inform all the residents, especially the ones on the area. Thank you, Mr. Cooney, once again.
Thank you very much, Councillor Torres. Thank you for your question, Mr. Cooney. A question is coming in from Mr. Farah Issa, 307 Ronald Drive. Does the council have any plans to do the resurfacing of Avon Road, as this is becoming dangerously negligent for cyclists or drivers, as noted that Ville St. Pierre and NDG have done for some time? Councillor Torres, I guess that question has been asked and answered already, Councillor Torres?
Yes, I do believe so.
Thank you very much. For the second question, has the City Council provided a permit to a grow up cannabis to a commercial entity on Ronald Drive, as I am constantly smelling skunks during the daytime when the wind is at a certain direction? Please follow up. Councillor Feeney, can you answer that question, please?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Issa, for your question. It was not the town, however, Health Canada did issue a permit for a grow-op in that area, and that was before the adoption of the municipal bylaw prohibiting the use of cannabis production in the area. As a result, that particular company benefits from an acquired right, and it conforms to industry standards. So yes, it is there. It could not, another one could not be put there because of our new municipal regulations, but there currently is one. I hope that responds to your question, Mr. Issa. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councillor Feeney. Thank you for your questions, Mr. Issa. A question from Francoise Filion, 114 Broughton Road. I have registered for a yoga activity organized by the town this summer, starting in June. Do you know if it will be cancelled, or are we waiting for more information from public health experts and our CIUS before a decision is taken? Thank you very much, and be safe, all of you. Councillor Yulin, please.
Yes, thank you very much for your question, Francoise. Well, we're hopefully going to go ahead with all of our courses for the summer, but of course it's too early to say. So I would say that we're monitoring this daily, and as soon as we have any more information for anyone who is registered or would like to register, we will get that to you. But for now, we're assuming that registration is on, and encouraging residents, in fact, to register so that we know how much staff we need to hire for the upcoming season.
Thank you very much, Councillor Yulin. Thank you for your question, Francoise Filion. An intervention from Carol Foster, 112 Westminster Avenue North. First question, are there presently any confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the town, and how will we be notified when any occur? First part of the question was already answered. We have three cases that have been, that we've just found out about it. And we will add a regular update on that topic in our e-bulletin when they go out. The second question from Carol Foster, will the minutes of this council meeting be made public? And if so, how? So the answer to that, all council meetings held weeklo or in camera will be available on the website in the coming days. And the last note from Mrs. Foster, from Ms. Foster, please allow me to use my third questions as a comment. My heartfelt thanks to all the town employees who remain on the job, all the merchants who keep their shops open, and all the residents who maintain social distancing with a smile as they pass by. Thank you very much for your interventions, Carol Foster. The next question comes from Victor Fu, 231 Worsley Avenue North. Will public security be enforcing social and physical distancing? When we are out walking our dog, we notice that there's still quite a few people that congregate, or teenagers who are obviously not from the same family interacting with each other. Councillor Mazzoni?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you for your question, Mr. Fu. We've already answered that. Certainly, our public security officers will be informing and educating the public where they see fit. And again, only as a last resort would they look to the police or local SPBM to be involved in any type of situation to enforce social distancing. I might add that it is certainly not a requirement under law and something that is not prohibited that family members who live under one roof be respecting any type of social distancing between themselves. So it may very well be that you will see families walk together, but they're probably, or individuals walking together, they may very well be a family living under one roof, and that would not necessarily require any form of social distancing. I do thank you for your question, Mr. Fu.
Thank you very much, Councillor Mazzoni. Thank you, Mr. Fu. Next question is from Terry Spiegelman, 305 Ballantyne Avenue North. Is April 30th still the last day citizens can contest the new property assessment evaluation of their homes? Perhaps the assessment office is now closed. If so, is a certified check or money order as opposed to a personal check still required since many bank branches are still closed? Councillor Feeney?
Okay, thank you for your question, Ms. Spiegelman. The Property Assessment Service is a service of the agglomeration of Montreal. We have not received as a town any information that the deadline has been extended or that the terms have changed. However, it's a great question, and we're going to bring this to this service as soon as possible and get back to you with an answer on that. Thank you for your question.
Thank you very much, Councillor Feeney. Thanks for your question, Ms. Spiegelman. Next question is from Johnny Diona, 48 Radcliffe. Question is, are landscapers allowed to work? I have a few customers calling asking for work to be done. I want to be able to give them a clear answer. Thank you. The Quebec government orders to reduce to a minimum starting March 25th at 12:01 a.m. and until April 13th, 2020, all of the services and activities that are not a priority. The government of Quebec produced a list of affected activities, which it published on its site, www.quebec.ca. If your business activity is not listed in that list published by the government, but you think it is a priority, you can verify the designation as a priority business by filling out an online form via their website, and a Quebec government information officer will contact you directly. Thank you for your question, Mr. Diona. Next question is from Lynn St. Louis, 72 Roxton. With everyone staying or working from home, there's considerably more waste. Are there any thoughts of having garbage pick up more than once a week during the crisis? Councillor Torres?
Thank you for addressing this point. It's a very good question, Mrs. Lewis. As you know, the waste collection, it is an essential service that we keep on and we will continue offering in this town. The number of collections will be maintained for the moment. However, we do not rule out any option if we see that it's necessary. I don't think anybody else has brought up this point. So as far as we know, we will continue it. Having said that, any individual initiative to reduce their own waste generation is welcome during these circumstances. Thank you so much for bringing that question, Mrs. Lewis.
Thank you very much, Councillor Torres. And thank you for your question, Mrs. St. Louis. Next question is from Cynthia Nichols, 25 Westminster South. First question, Council is still planning to go ahead with its rezoning plans. Since COVID-19 rules have made it impossible for the community to gather, organize, and mobilize a true submission of opposition to the proposed bylaws and governments all over the world have taken a pause. Why is the city of Montreal West willing to implement policies at this time that could have negative consequences on our residents who do not agree with your plans? Councillor Feeney, please.
Okay, thank you very much, Ms. Nichols, for your question. So the process regarding this zoning, this change in the zoning bylaw began in February, and that was at a regular council meeting. Subsequently, there was a public consultation meeting, which was held March the 12th, and that was prior to all the buildings being shut down. And so the process continued according to the plan, and modifications were made to that to the bylaw based on the public consultation. Now, we also sent out an e-bulletin on March the 18th. And in that e-bulletin, we informed the population that taking into account the situation for COVID-19, we were going to adapt the process regarding a request for a referendum pertaining to that second draft of the bylaw consolidating the zoning bylaw of the town of Montreal West and modifying various other provisions. Therefore, the process normally would be that the resident would have to go door to door with a petition to get signatures. It was modified as outlined in the public notice. It was adapted so that the consultation of the documents and also the requests for people participating in a referendum could be done online because we didn't want people having to go door to door. The town kept track of all the requests it had online and anybody wanting to have a referendum and was able to provide information when asked. But in fact, at the end of the day, nobody asked for information and nobody requested a referendum. So I hope that responds to your question. Thank you, Ms. Nichols.
Thank you very much, Councillor Feeney. A second question from the same questioner. Did you receive the signed petition given to the town clerk against M1 zoning? The clerk has informed me that they have received the document from 2009 that you have sent for information. And then the third question from the same questioner. On another note, over the years, I have swept up some major garbage, but in recent times, I'm seeing used drug needles and used sanitary products, used toilet paper in my garden, basement stairs, and behind the cedars in front of the garage beside my driveway. Why am I paying taxes so that these things blow onto my property? I'm going to answer the first part of that. We were not made aware by any other resident of this kind of a situation. And for a further answer, I'm going to ask Councillor Torres, please, to respond.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you for asking the question, Mrs. Nichols. Spring of is the season where we do find a lot of the debris on our private properties. When the snow melts, it is possible to find all kind of waste. Not that you mentioned, since as the mayor said, it's we have been notified of anything like this happening, but we do find like bottles and papers and stuff like that. But it is our collective responsibility to clean it up. It is the residents who clean their own properties, not public works. Thank you so much for asking.
Thank you, Councillor Torres. Thank you for your questions, Ms. Nichols. Next question is from Ellen Moore, 122 Percival Avenue. First question, are rubber bands compostable or recyclable? Councillor Torres?
They are recyclable, and I encourage to reuse it before you recycle it as long as you can till they lose the elasticity. Then after that, you can put it on. I'm sorry, it is not recyclable. You can reuse it as long as it could be reused, and then you can throw it on the trash.
Thank you very much, Councillor Torres. And a second question from Ellen Moore: are plastic bags recyclable?
Yes, Mrs. Moore, plastic bags of fresh or frozen vegetables, bread or dog food go to the recycling. These bags, you have to put them inside another bag and then knot them. Once you have a bag full of it, then you can put it on your recycling bin. There are certain type of bags that they are not recyclable. And one of the tricks that they gave us at the recycling plant is when you try to crinkle the material, if it makes any noise, then it's not recyclable. It's the plastic ones that doesn't make any noise when you try to wrinkle them, that they can be recycled. You can also download, and this is in reference to the elastic bands as well. You can download out the app Ça va où, or Where Is It Going? It's an app that it has been created by Recyc Québec, and they tell you which items are recyclable, which ones are compostable, and what to do with them in general. It's a great site. If you don't have, if you have not downloaded the app, please do it. It is a fantastic source of information. Thank you, Mrs. Moore.
Thank you very much, Councillor Torres. Thank you for your questions, Ms. Moore. A question from Ed Cookier, 253 Sheraton Drive. It is time for the Federal Emergency Act. Can the council discuss and bring it to the next agglomeration group? If agreed, it should then go to the Premier and to the PM. Also, the latest research study in epidemiology indicates that surgical masks offer some protection for people not infected when out in public. Can this also be brought up at the agglomeration and ask about mega production? Thank you. Thank you for your question, Mr. Cookier. I will bring that up at the next meeting of the AGLO. I will actually discuss it with my fellow mayors first, and then we'll put it forward directly to Mayor Plante, who is in charge of emergency measures on the whole island during this this situation. Thank you for your question, Mr. Cookier. A question from Steve Mon, 31 Ainslie Road. Will you finally tell the citizens of Montreal West the status of the lot and the sale of the lot abutting the Montreal West Public Library, and the status of the Montreal West Public Library vis-a-vis its continued existence as it pertains to the sale of this lot? We are not ready to announce any sale of the lot yet, Mr. Mon. We're continuing to work on it, and we'll hopefully have something that we can announce very, very soon. We have said that we will continue to have a Montreal West Public Library. It may not be necessarily in the same location, but there will be a public library in Montreal West. Unfortunately, it's closed now because of the pandemic. Thank you very much for your question. And the last question is coming in from Anne Roop at 152 Bedbrook. She says, no question. I just wanted to send a shout out and thank you for all of your efforts and the measures you've taken to keep us all informed and safe. Even the little things like reducing parking restrictions are well appreciated. One less stress. And I also love seeing locals out walking and cycling. Safe distance is a part, of course. This is a positive, healthy vibe in this little town. Thank you. I agree with you, Ms. Roop. Thank you very, very much for your comment. That's the end of the question period as such. We're going to move now back to the agenda. There's nothing under eight, the town contracts in the town clerk's office. We're going to move on to number nine, administration and finances. Approval of disbursements for February 29th to March 25th, 2020. If I could have somebody make the motion.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I move that the list of accounts payable from February 29th to March 25th, 2020, totaling $3,727,657.89, be approved and paid as listed.
Thank you very much, Councillor Feeney. Could I have somebody second that, please?
Mr. Mayor, I second the resolution.
Thank you very much, Councillor Mazzoni. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very, very much. 9B, delegation of powers for the March, for the month of March 2020.
Mr. Mayor, I move to approve the report of the Director General concerning the exercise of powers delegated under bylaw number 2005-002 for the month of March 2020.
Thank you very much, Councillor Torres. Can I have a seconder, please?
Mr. Mayor, I second that.
Thank you very much, Councillor Feeney. All in favor, please?
Aye.
Thank you very, very much. Number 10, the Urban Department. 10A, Site Planning Projects and Architectural Integration Program, the SPAIP.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I move first to acknowledge receipt of the minutes of a meeting held by the Planning Advisory Committee, PAC, on March 25th, 2020. Second, to approve as presented under the SPAIP the following plans submitted to this meeting in accordance with the recommendations of the PAC as outlined in the minutes. And I will give the address and then the nature of the project. These are the approved ones. 441 Brock North, construction of an extension on the second floor attic. 64 Brock North, replacement of the front door. 8031 Avon, replacement of 75 windows and 6 doors. 342 Ballantyne North, reconstruction of front stairs and landing in pavers. 208 Wolseley North, replacement of 14 windows. 150 Easton, replacement of roofing material. 91 to 93 Ronald, replacement of 14 windows. 418 to 420 Wolseley, replacement of 8 windows. And third, to defer the examination of the following plans to a next meeting of this council in accordance with the recommendation of the PAC as outlined in the minutes at the address 325 Brock North, demolition of a one-story rear extension and construction of a two-story extension.
Thank you very much, Councillor Feeney. Can I have a seconder, please?
Yes, I second that.
Thank you very much, Councillor Yulin. All in favor, please.
Aye.
Thank you very, very much. Number 11 was deferred. We're going to go to number 12, Human Resources. 12A, an agreement on the suspension of time limits with the SCFP 301, our blue collar union.
Mr. Mayor, I move first that council approve the terms. Sorry, I went too fast. That the council approve the terms and conditions of letter of agreement number 2020-01 with the Blue Colors Union, SCFP Local 301, with respect to the suspension of certain time limits under the collective agreement concerning grievances and arbitration in consideration of the situation created by the COVID-19 pandemic. Secondly, that council ratify the signature by the Director General of the said letter of agreement on behalf of the Town of Montreal West.
Thank you very much, Councillor Torres. Can I have a seconder, please?
Mr. Mayor, I second the resolutions.
Thank you very much, Councillor Mazzoni. All in favor, please.
Aye.
Thank you very, very much. 12B, the same kind of agreement, or agreement on the suspension of time limits with the SFMM 429, our white collar union.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, I move that council approve the terms and conditions of an agreement with the White Collars Union, and I believe that should be SFMM Local 429, with respect to the suspension of certain time limits under the collective agreement concerning the arbitration of active grievance files in consideration of the situation created by the COVID-19 pandemic. And secondly, Mr. Mayor, that Council ratified the approval by the Director General of this agreement reached by way of email exchanged between, by way of emails exchanged between March 13 and March 19, 2020.
Thank you very much, Councillor Mazzoni. Can I have a seconder, please?
I second that.
Thank you very much, Councillor Feeney. All in favor, please.
Aye.
Thank you very, very much. There's nothing under appointments. We're going to move right to councillors' reports. Tonight, we're going to start from seat number one, Councillor Mazzoni, reporting on matters pertaining to public security and to special projects fundraising.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor, and good evening, everyone who is listening or watching this broadcast. This is my report for our departments. For March, the Public Security Department issued a total of 170 parking tickets and 2 bylaw tickets for garbage infractions, despite the COVID-19 parking tolerance that was granted on the 18th of March, which I will mention in a minute. At the beginning of the month, our team was also notified that we have a new commander for SPDM PDQ-9, Mr. Danny Diot, and we are definitely sad to see Commander Louis Oliveira leave. However, he didn't go too far. He's now the commander of Lachine at PDQ-8, and we wish Commander Oliveira well. He served us well here in our town. On March the 3rd, our PSOs assisted the communications department by distributing notices to businesses in the center of our town regarding the proposed SPAIP bylaw consultation. On the morning of March 11, at the train station between 7 and 9 a.m., our PSOs were invited to assist the police for another Coffee with a Cop event. The theme for this event was to avoid how to be a victim of theft and fraud. A few of our residents used this opportunity to inform our PSOs of other complaints as well as concerning illegal parking. On Thursday, March the 12th, the provincial government instituted the first measures of self-quarantine regarding COVID-19, and as a result, our PSOs received numerous conference calls with the CCMU, which stands for the Coordination Center for Emergency Measures, as well as numerous internal meetings and conference calls in order for us as a town to stay on top of the situation and to implement our own safety measures. Again, now this goes to something that we've talked about in some of the question and answer that we went through. Directives were issued to our PSOs concerning social distancing, frequent hand washing, and most importantly, the disinfecting of the patrol vehicle at the beginning of every shift. Our PSOs will not be entering any private dwellings to follow up on any complaints. They will do their best to do so from a distance by using telephones, emails, and or photos to address any complaints. And again, if PSOs need to interact with anyone on the road, our citizens in our town, they will do so by keeping that appropriate 2 meter or 6 feet distance. As I mentioned, on March the 18th, the town implemented a parking tolerance to facilitate self-quarantine for our residents. The tolerance extends to overnight parking or any timed parking infractions, such as 2 hour and 4 hour parking. We are also tolerating the alternate parking on Westminster as this is a high density zone, and we want to limit forcing residents to move their vehicles during the weekdays. Our PSOs will be enforcing the more serious parking violations, such as no stopping zones, handicapped parking spots, blocking private driveways, obstructing traffic, etc. Our PSOs have also been asked to patrol all of the parks and all of the playgrounds to ensure that there are no gatherings that violate the social distancing rules imposed by the provincial authorities. Very quickly, in terms of crime stats for the month of February 2020, we do not have any that have been reported to us by the SPVM. Some notable, just a notable calls or events. Again, we have been receiving calls from you, our residents, regarding certain public gatherings, etc., specifically gatherings mostly of children from either playing ball or street hockey. Again, our PSOs cannot enforce the provincial legislation, but they are approaching all these individuals from a safe distance to inform them and to raise awareness of COVID-19. And in terms of announcements to be made, in fact, much of what I wanted to mention was mentioned in the mayor's report. A lot of good advice has been given by the mayor in his report as to what to do in terms of how to take care of yourself, in terms of how to self-isolate, washing your hands. And he did give out the phone number for those of you who feel that you may have COVID-19. So I definitely encourage you to go back and listen to that portion of the report to refresh your memory. Usually at the end of every report, we mention how if you have any questions, you can ask me, but we're not there in person with you tonight. However, we certainly invite you to, if you have any questions specifically about anything I've mentioned here tonight, you can write to me personally or visit our website. There is a portion of our website called Contacting the Town and Opening Hours. And there you will see a whole series of different phone numbers that you can reach, as well as to fill in an online form to raise any issue that you would like to bring to our attention. Again, I thank you all. I wish all of your families nothing but safety and good health in this very trying time.
Thank you very much, Councillor Mazzoni. Reporting from seat number 2 on matters pertaining to communications, recreation, and culture, Councillor Elizabeth Yulin.
Yes, good evening. I guess I want to first apologize for my voice. I have some laryngitis. I do want to assure you that I got a test back for COVID-19 and it was negative. I'm happy to be with you this evening. We'll start with the community center. This month, the March break activities were held from March 2nd to the 6th, but on Thursday, March 12th, all programs were halted as per public health recommendations. Shortly after, the community center was closed and was thoroughly cleaned and sanitized, including the toys and equipment, and painted entirely to be ready for when it opens again. Community center staff have been working from home, attending meetings online, coordinating our response to the crisis, and planning future activities, which we dearly hope will take place later this year. This includes the hiring of dozens of summer staff, via online interviews. Participants in our winter session will be refunded, of course, all classes that were canceled. The seniors' activities this month will only were able to include a foot clinic and a bridge game before all events were canceled on March 13th. However, there's been a great effort by Councillor Feeney and the MATA group, as well as our own recreation staff, to reach out to seniors in this crisis. I know there's going to be more about that in Councillor Feeney's report. Special events to take place this month and early next month, no surprise, of course, they were canceled. The Cottontail Party, which would have taken place yesterday, and the Threshold Skating Ice Skating Show on April 5th will not be coming to the town this year. Coming up, the next event scheduled was April 22nd. That's volunteer night, but to be honest with you, we think that's likely to be canceled, and of course, invitees would be notified if that's the case. Optimistically, the next event that may take place will be Community Night and Art in the Park. That's scheduled for Tuesday, June 4th, and of course, we're going to keep you posted about this one. The arena was shut down earlier than usual, and the ice was removed on March 19th. Employees are currently preparing the facility for the startup of summer activities, with our fingers crossed that they will be able to take place. While the town hall is currently closed, there will hopefully be a new artist showcase exhibit mounted later in the spring, conditions, of course, permitting. The new theme will be progress, and applications are due May 17th via the website and Facebook. If you're wondering what to do about signing up for the pool or the camp activities, as I said in my answer a moment ago to a question that came through our question period, we're monitoring the situation daily, and we do encourage you to register to secure your spot because, of course, places are limited. Also, as I explained a bit earlier, we only hire the number of employees based on registration. And so if registration is extremely low, we may severely limit our hiring. And then when programs do end up taking place, we may not be able to accommodate all the demand. So if you're interested in these programs, I do encourage you to register. That being said, we know these are uncertain times residents may be worried about committing to future activities. In the past, 50% of all payment for camp and 100% of all payment for other activities was due upon registration. This policy has now been waived, allowing those in a precarious financial situation to reserve without any upfront payment. Registrants will still have the option to pay immediately, of course, but if unable to do so, may choose an offline payment method, and you'll receive an invoice that will confirm your registration right away, but there will not be any payment required. For those who've already registered and agreed to a first payment, we won't actually be collecting those funds until May 24th. So that's about a month later than we normally would. At that time, we should have a better idea about what's happening to all our summer programs. And of course, we'll let you know that as soon as we do. Just switching hats a little bit now for the communications part of my portfolio. In the communications file, while some sectors of the town have been shutting down or moved to home-based situations, the communications department has been actually in high gear. The website has been updated daily. Facebook posts and e-bulletins have been disseminated several times a week to help keep residents up to speed on local developments. In addition, it's worth mentioning that the challenges of internal communication have been vastly increased because almost all of our employees are now working from home, but of course they still need to connect. And so the department has been working all out on that front too to make sure that employees can speak to each other and communication internally will flow well. It's also worth noting that several Montreal West Facebook groups have played an important role in keeping the community connected on an informal level. I urge you to check them out and have mentioned some of them in the town bulletin. If there's any other local information you'd like us to publicize, please do let us know. On the website, we have a contact link, and I really do urge you to go there and express that to us. We'll use your requests to help inform us what our future communications to you should be. There is one happy note I want to mention. Our dear team member, Tammy Loftus, who works at the community center, gave birth last week to a beautiful baby boy, 10 pounds. So I want to publicly congratulate her, and anyone who wants to send her best wishes on that, of course, can send it through our website. I want to say to wrap up, just to let you know that together we can stay apart and stay safe. So please do that. I really do appreciate all of you who are perhaps watching or listening to this in your own homes, and making sure the whole community stays safe. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, yeah. Councillor Yulin. And there's absolutely no truth to the rumor that Tammy's naming her child Coronius. That's absolutely not true. So reporting from seat number 3 on matters pertaining to urban planning, finance, administration, and human resources, Councillor Colleen Feeney.
Thank you very much, Mayor Marcella, and welcome to everybody. I'm glad you could join us at our first online meeting. So I'll start off with the business office. The town office and the public works building were closed on March 20th because of the COVID-19. However, the work continues, as you've heard from my fellow councillors as well. This also includes all the financial work, administration, HR, and urban planning, on which I will report tonight. However, Easter is coming, and the offices will not be accessible or open for virtual work on Friday, April the 10th, or Monday, April the 13th for the Easter holidays. So I'll start first with finance, and I'll start with some very important financial news in case you have not subscribed to the e-bulletin. You may not know, but as reported in the e-bulletin and as a result of obtaining an agreement with the Aglo, the second property tax installment has been postponed from May 21st to June 22nd. All post-dated checks already submitted for the second installment will only be deposited on June 22nd. And you can look at the town website under property taxes for further information. In other financial news, all the year-end payroll forms, the T4s, Releve 1s, T4As, were completed and sent to employees and instructors. The external audit was successfully completed in mid-March, prior to the town hall closing. The auditor was very pleased with the in-house preparation of the year-end files, and the financial report is in progress. The audit of the 2019 pension fund will be done by RCGT and will start remotely around April the 15th. Retraite Québec has extended the deadline for the annual report from May 31st to June 30th. As Councillor Yulin had mentioned, reimbursements are going to be issued for our different recreation programs. And I have to say that the checks for reimbursement due to the cancellation of programs are going to be done weekly. They've already started, and they will continue as information is received from the Recreation Department. Approximately 100 reimbursement checks totaling about $12,000 have already been processed. This is a priority for us to help residents and to have the funds sent to them as soon as possible. On the HR, on the finance front, disbursements, you notice tonight that we spent a whopping $3,727,000 this past month. That is more than usual. And I usually like to give residents an idea of where their tax money has gone. In this past month, the vast majority of that, 82%, went to the Aglo. We spent $3,039,000 on our first payment to the Aglo for our shared services. The next largest expense after that is, as it often is, deductions at source and benefits, which amounted to about $300,000. After that, as usual again, it's public works, which was about $231,000. The largest part of that was snow removal, which was about $150,000, as well as salt and asphalt purchases, which were about $26,000. We also had large expenditure for vehicles this time. It was $25,000, but $20,000 of that was related to annual vehicle registration. After that, as I mentioned, there were the refunds of checks in the recreation area and no major other expenses apart from that. Those were the major ones that was spent this past month. If we move on to HR, as a result of COVID-19, and as we have been mentioning tonight, several measures were taken to ensure the safety and security of our employees. This included the fact that all white-collar employees and managers are working remotely wherever possible. The blue-collar work has been work in reduced resources to guarantee the rules of social distancing and their security. For any information or questions, residents can call the town hall and leave a message. Their call will be returned by an employee working remotely. Residents can also complete the Contact Us form on our website 24/7. So if I move to urban planning now, work is also continuing in urban planning and permits can be issued from the manager of urban planning at home. The PAC is holding its meetings virtually. In March 11th, 11 permits were issued. The next meeting of the PAC, which will also be an online meeting, will be April the 8th. Submissions for that were due on March the 25th. And after that, it'll be April the 22nd, with submissions due on April the 8th. I'd like to remind residents that we are getting to be what usually is a more busy time for renovations, so please get your projects in early to ensure they are reviewed in a timely manner. And while the town hall is closed, permit applications can be made only via the town's website. The procedure is explained under Resident Services, Urban Planning, Permits and Authorizations. We did mention before that in the question period that a public consultation was held on the zoning bylaw on March 11th, Subsequently, several proposed amendments were withdrawn for further study. The zoning bylaw, including these amendments, will be presented later in this meeting. And finally, with MATA and the MATA Steering Committee, we have had to suspend our meetings for the time being, although we will probably reconvene in April virtually if necessary. We are still working on our plan of action, which will be reviewed by Council next month. However, we had several questions on this, so I want to absolutely ensure all residents that the town is very concerned about how our seniors are managing during this COVID-19 crisis. We were very pleased with the reports we have heard regarding the response to our request for residents looking out for their older or more vulnerable neighbors. However, we remain concerned, as mentioned earlier, that there are still seniors in our town who may be isolated and need assistance. So the subcommittee of MATA, which is working on a strategy with the town, will specifically target those residents who have been asked to self-isolate. We will need volunteers to help us with this task. So details of the plans will be outlined in an e-bulletin, which should go out this week. Thank you very much. Stay home, stay healthy, and we hope we're all back to normal before too long. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councillor Feeney. And reporting on matters pertaining to the environment, public works and buildings, Councillor Maria Torres.
Good evening. Bonsoir à tous. Today, I would like to start my report by expressing or recognizing the work of our staff in Montreal West. Maître Raphael D'Estacio, our Director General, Claude Gilbert, our town lawyer, all the directors, administrations, office staff, foremen, blue collars, they've done an exceptional work. As soon as changes across the province were decreed, our administration launched into gear and immediately implemented a sound plan of action. Thank you. In the past 2 weeks, now we'll proceed to read a little bit about what we've been doing. It's a very short report.
In the past 2 weeks, we had to make a lot of adjustments to ensure that we continue to provide the best service possible without contributing to the spread of COVID-19. Some of these measures include closing of all the buildings to the public, and as of today, the dog park is closed as well. All the playgrounds, including those at the two schools, Edinburgh and Elizabeth Valentine, have been cordoned enough to ensure they are not used. At the Public Works building, the crew started working on a rotation of 6 to 8 employees shift. And when needed, our blue collars travel in 2 vehicles to maintain social distance. At present, some of the activities undertaken by Public Works and some of the activities that are deemed essential are filling up potholes. And please, I want to remind you that we are with the reduced staff at the moment, so the filling of the potholes is a much slower process this year than usual, but it is being done. The sweeping of the streets, the sweeper has been out a couple of times, picking up waste from all over town, replacing streetlight bulbs, and picking up tree branches whenever is absolutely necessary. Although our public work offices are closed to the public, the administration staff continues to work from home. If you need to reach them, the most efficient way is to send them an email to pw@montreal-west.ca. They will get back to you as soon as possible. You can also call them, but sending an email is the most effective way. Last, I would like to encourage all of our residents to shop locally. Some of our stores in Westminster are open to the public. Miniku and Mrs. Yu, I do believe they're open. Others, such as the Flower Shop or Chicago Joe or Burger de Ville, do deliver. So please, let's encourage them during this difficult time. Let's continue to stay home, and if we have to go out, please, let's keep our distance. Please stay safe. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please email me at mtorres@montreal-west.ca. Good evening, and thank you so much.
Thank you very, very much, Councillor Torres. We're going to go now on to notice of motion reading and adoption of bylaws. We're going to, 16A is adoption of bylaw 2020-002, a bylaw consolidating the zoning bylaw of the Town of Montreal West and modifying various other provisions. This bylaw was subject to a public consultation that was held on March 12th, and a second draft was deposited on March 13th at our special council meeting. So now we're going to move to adoption, please.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Whereas a copy of this bylaw in draft version was previously tabled at a council meeting when the notice of motion was given and made available in accordance with the law, whereas the purpose and scope of this bylaw were summed up at the present meeting, therefore I move that bylaw number 2020-002, entitled Bylaw Consolidating the Zoning Bylaw of the Town of Montreal West and Modifying Various Other Provisions, be adopted.
Thank you very much, Councillor Feeney. Can I have a seconder, please?
Yes, I second that.
Thank you very much, Councillor Yulin. All in favor, please?
Aye.
Thank you very much. 16B, adoption of bylaw number 2020-003, a bylaw to establish a financial assistance program for the revitalization of commercial facades and signs and the accessibility to businesses for persons with disabilities. This is a bylaw that we've been working on. It's actually a program we've been working on to provide some assistance for some of the merchants on Westminster in our business area, actually, to allow them to modify to bring into regulation some of their signage issues, to help them if they want to modify some of their facades. And in conjunction with the PME, our local business development group that encompasses Montreal West as well, to provide some grants for them to help modify access for their business to make them so that they're mobility challenged, accessible entrances. So if I can have somebody move the bylaw, please.
Mr. Mayor, whereas a copy of this bylaw in draft version was previously tabled at a council meeting when the notice of motion was given and made available in accordance with the law, Whereas the purpose and scope of this bylaw were summed up at the present meeting, therefore, Mr. Mayor, I move that bylaw number 2020-003, entitled Bylaw to Establish a Financial Assistance Program for the Revitalization of Commercial Facades and Signs and the Accessibility to Businesses for Persons with Disabilities, be adopted.
Thank you very much, Councillor Mazzoni. Can I have a seconder, please?
Yes, I second that.
Thank you very much, Councillor Yulin. All in favor, please?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very, very much. 16C, I hereby give notice of motion that it is intended at a subsequent meeting of Council to submit for adoption a bylaw repealing bylaw number 2008-005 concerning swimming pools. The said swimming pool, in draft version, was tabled with Council and made available to the public. For your information, this bylaw has become redundant now because the provincial government has implemented some rules that make our bylaw unnecessary. They're covered now under provincial regulation. 16D, notice of motion and deposit, I hereby give notice of motion that it is intended at a subsequent meeting of Council to submit for adoption a bylaw amending bylaw 2019-007 concerning the taxes of the Town of Montreal West for the fiscal year 2020. This is the bylaw that Councillor Feeney mentioned that allows us to delay the second payment of your property taxes. I apologize. So because that payment of the property taxes is implemented by bylaw, we have to change it by bylaw as well. So I hereby give notice of motion that we will adopt this at a subsequent meeting. There is no second question period because nobody's in the room. We all had to submit the questions in advance. So if I could have somebody move to terminate the meeting, please.
Mr. Mayor, I move that the meeting be so terminated.
I second it.
Much, Councillor Mazzoni, can I have a seconder, please?
I second it.
Thank you very much, Councillor Torres. All in favor, please.
Aye.
Thank you very, very much, everybody. And thank you for your patience, everybody, tonight. It's been a little bit different. We hope that the recordings will be very useful for you. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to write back to us. And please stay safe, and we'll hope we'll see you in person again soon. Thank you very much, everybody. Good night.
Thank you.